My name is think you very much. We've got people who are assisting us. Over top of you, Yoga is back. I thought she was here and left forever, but she come back. She's back here. Unfortunately, the whole thing here was our contact advisor. So we've got two open other groups of there. Who's over the center? So those are the people that are assisting us. Don't be afraid of them. They're just assisting us. Oh, nobody cares. Nobody said football is a football number. You don't have a project to make a number. Okay. Remember, can we get on to our work? I said there's only two things that I look at. Is any and delegation. I'm looking at you. Ending came from the Honorable Baguio. The delegation came from Honorable Green. But okay, come Honorable Johnson.
Chair, I thought that the department manager would introduce what we discussed them to so that they take us forward. And then we'll take it from there.
When Honorable Heather, they tried to explain those two. Now, but I could see that the members were not very happy with the explanation. That's why I thought it's incumbent on us to remind them, because you can see that none of them was less than 25 years. So their brain cells have slightly gone down. So we need to remind them. We need to remind them a little bit and say, this is what we're saying. Can you come back again? So that we're clear on those two issues. As I'm trying to remember that one was coming from Honorable Kanare, the other was coming from Honorable Green.
Well, let me clarify this. There's nothing which is from nature. Because I understood that if the head of department is going to delegate her powers, but she still is held responsible, it's unlikely that she would delegate the powers to someone who's going to be a power, because she's still responsible. So I never said, okay, wait, I was not going to ask, do we really have to take 2 hours on this?
Definitely it was not sure. I think my brain cells have gone down. Probably it was honorable in a headshot. But thank you for that explanation, because it's making it very clear. And I can assure you, for all the time taking, it will be you who will make it long. Honorable Lakhetra.
Chair, I agree. But the last time, the department actually reminded us and said to us, this is what we have done, subject to what we have discussed. Then, I don't have any question, because I know that we discussed this thing. I hope that has been corrected and inserted as discussed. That's all.
Yeah, they will have a do you still have a question on delegation?
Chairperson, thank you very much for asking me that question. I think whilst majority rules, people don't have a problem around the aims. To me, it's inefficient. But if people think that the end means nothing, I'll abide. And the question of which powers are we referring to, as a person, I think we need maybe the explanation that I have that means like
saying this, if it's not, somebody must not say it's not parliamentary, what I'm going to say. But it might not be parliamentary, but let me say it in any case, that if a middle class go to the toilet and eat there, it's a majority, but they are still not right by doing that. Though it's a majority, so that's why I'm saying it must be a majority of human beings, not just a majority, without saying which one. Okay, the department, can you help us, DJ?
It is the job of the flies to do their thing.
Okay, we'll do this. That's why I said it must not be parliamentary, but you're wrong to not say that I'm unparliamentary. Okay, there's going to be a suggestion from the state law advisor. So that
I'm sure the president will not sign this because conditions are changing. We learn from experiences that anything can be any. And I think the DG also agreed that probably we may instead, having listened to the lady there, that any suitably qualified, that is what we agreed upon last time. I just wanted to remind this House. Thanks.
Thank you, Honorable Lekhetlo. It does not seem as if there's any further misunderstanding on this. Can I take it that, member, that we accept this bill as is? Welcome, Honorable Robinson.
Thank you, sir. Apologies for being there.
No problem. Okay, Honorable Khaled.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think, like you have already alluded, we are in agreement. I move that we accept the bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Mappy. Mappy has settled it. Now, we have to address the report.
Committee report, report of the Portfolio Committee on Health, on the Mental Health Care Amendment Bill, B89-2012 National Assembly, Section 75, dated 13th March 2013. The Portfolio Committee on Health, having considered the Mental Health Care Amendment Bill, B89-2012 National Assembly, Section 75, classified by the joint taking mechanism as a Section 75 bill and refer to it, report the bill without amendment. That's right, member.
Sorry, Chair. I just want to check. Did the suggestion by that honourable member that's suitably qualified is not included? Have you overridden that, or is it included, suitably qualified? I quite like what he said. Just for clarity, please.
Okay, I'm not sure, but I don't want to quote somebody who's inside the House. I think what he was saying, he was saying the explanation that was given to him was saying this. He was not saying that it must be added. But he is here in front of us.
Can I talk? Okay, so, Chair.
I'm going to give you a chance. Yeah, so if you could answer. So that was my impression. I might be wrong, I might be right, but let's give over to him to say what he meant. Okay.
It is very strange that when we sit and discuss issues and we put forward some suggestions, they are not recorded. That is very clear. From the meeting that we had, this matter was discussed thoroughly. And everybody, in fact, contributed that we were anonymous, actually, to say any suitably qualified person. That was the only amendment that we had. If that is not recorded, it's very, very strange. Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Honorable Sana.
I have got to put on record that I didn't agree. Because to me, when you say you're creating, you'll have to give me a definition of what you mean by a suitably qualified. Because if you put in an act that they can only delegate it to a new suitably qualified person, you have got to define suitably qualified within the context of this law, and that might be subject to a lot of interpretation and debate and discussions, and it might be a court issue where the court must make a decision. So I don't agree. I never agreed to that, and I don't agree to that. And I think it will be a bad law if we do that.
Thank you, Gary. Another question.
I raise my hands before you whatever is said to be put in. Because from my understanding from the last minute, the legal department of the department together with the parliamentary one, they have explained the consequences of putting any other. And I'm satisfied about what I heard last week. And I think I understood it very well. Thank you.
I think we need to keep record of what we are saying in the case. I 100% agree with the Honorable Effect. Last week when we were debating this issue, it was referred to this week. And what we are saying, or what I am saying, is that if people understand and other people don't understand, let's take them on board. Debate until we reach consensus. But to push something through the throat of people who doesn't understand, because there are those who understand better and quicker, it is going to make this committee not to be united. So that was my understanding also. It was referred to this week that we are going to debate it and have consensus around it. And I also remember the DG noting when we were saying any. But if we don't debate it, and as I said, if majority rules, that's the policy of this portfolio committee, then fine with all of us.
Can you come back? My baby is going to be the last one on this.
Two things. The DG is here. The second thing is the notes that were taken by the secretary. It can actually explain what was written. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Welcome, Honourable Kenya. Okay, can I maybe first let me apologize to you, Honourable Khetlo. I think I misinterpreted you. The reason why probably the misinterpretation was related to the fact that this was actually this was discussed. And it was maybe let me explain this part, that anything that gets said gets recorded. But recording something doesn't mean that it's a resolution or it's a decision. Recording it is another thing. Making it a resolution or a decision is another thing. So I think what happened last week is that this was raised and it was recorded. And the department was here, they responded to it. And after them responding, there is nobody who was unhappy with their response. Hence we didn't bring it back, we brought back those two ones. And it did not mean that it was accepted by the whole committee. I think we do understand that we are not at the same wavelength as far as some of these matters are concerned. We are at different levels. And I think it's a situation where if somebody doesn't understand something, we can raise our hands. But the only problem that usually controls us is the time. Because sometimes you've got to do things up to a certain time. That's why at a certain time, the chairperson has got to come up with a decision, whether we continue with that thing or we don't. When you come up with a resolution, as far as that discussion is concerned, the resolution that I took that day was that since the department has answered, and the answer was very palatable, and there was nobody who said I needed an explanation, so I thought that everybody accepted it, that it was not going to come as an amendment. But the department is here, we're going to give them for the last time to explain this part, and then after that, we take a resolution, we move on.
Probably before they respond, because they will be the last people to speak on this matter. Chair, you know, because I understand where is the explanation by our legal guru there, and because it has been the format being used. I'm not steadfast on, but you see, my problem is whatever we say here is very, very important to me. It has come out very clear. That thanks.
Thank you. I saw that I had honorable brought to manager to say something.
Yeah, no, I'm asking for some water,
thank you. Titi, I think you have to respond. Okay, before you respond, two things. Before you come, I think two things. This bill does not belong to the department anymore. It belongs to us. The department is here to explain certain things. I think that's one thing. So the last people that I want to say on the bill is going to be us, the members of parliament, not the department. The second part is that when questions are asked by members thrown at the department, and the department answers, I think it would be going in circles trying to say, okay, now that they've answered, let's take a resolution. And it means everything that is being said by anybody will have to take a resolution. But we listen to what they say, and then we take it that it is not changing the main amendment. So we just take it that we have agreed that now that they've explained, there's nothing that we're going to change in the bill, we continue with it. That's how it should be. Others will be taking everything that is said by anybody here and making a result. That would be cumbersome. That would make our workload very difficult. So when we looked at this thing and they explained, we just took it that the bill is good as is. So that is the final resolution that we have taken. We didn't need to take one by one and say this one. I think that needs to be explained. This, let's give over to just the last explanation, and then it's going to go back to the members again.
Thank you, Chair. I'd like to take this opportunity to refer members back to the discussion. The points that were raised at the time were the work that is currently done by technical people in the department, such that the finalization of that work, particularly as it relates to the state patients, and I want to confine myself to that. These are patients who are prisoners, but who are subject to assessment. So there are certain technical reports that are produced, and the review of those reports is done by the technical people. And the team here elaborated on that process. And the concern at the time that the members raised was whether it's proper then to delegate those functions, the decision making by the DG to any person or to these technical people. I think that was at the heart of the discussion. And Chair, in the response, and I want to reiterate what I said, there were certain suggestions that were made to say it must be medically qualified, or there were specific suggestions which I found to be problematic, in that they would tie the committee to a specific discipline. Meaning, if you needed a psychologist and here you said medically qualified, it would exclude a psychologist from being delegated the function. And from amongst the members, honorable members themselves suggested the word suitably qualified. And in my response, I said, relative to these other suggestions of having medically qualified and being very, very narrow, the way suitably qualified would be a more acceptable option than these other suggestions that were made, which I found to be very narrow and restrictive, which would make the work in the department even more difficult. In fact, it would be almost non-delegation, because it would still be the same persons, people doing the work, coming back to the DG, finalizing their decision. But she had a caution, and I think this was the concern from some of the members, that they wanted some guarantees and that the DG would not delegate these functions
to unsuitably qualified people or people who are not fit for purpose, if I were to be more blunt. And I think the state law advisor explained that there was already precedent in that the minister was already delegating within the context of this law to any person. And changing this wording wouldn't do much. But I was giving the context to the way it suitably qualified that. It was on the basis of there being several attempts to come up with a proposal, which was actually from my point of view, very, very narrow, because you can't have a specific discipline in this complex area where you need a psychologist or a psychiatric nurse, a psychiatrist, or maybe a mental health specialist, a social. So you'd need a team. As to whether amongst all of those who I delegate to, I can't specify the discipline, but all of them would be qualified, but in their own right, it would be, as long as those people are senior enough to execute those functions and decisions on my behalf in the title of Director General.
That is the explanation. Interestingly, if we were paying for the explanation that we're getting, I think we would pay probably twice or thrice for this one. Because at the beginning, when she came here to present this bill, to tell us that this bill that is in front of us, she explained everything. And I think all of us were here listening. But I know sometimes we come late, sometimes other people come. But the explanation that she's saying, if we were paying, you would be paying three times now. But that's the explanation. I'm not sure whether there are any questions. I don't want them to respond anymore because the explanation is very clear. Maybe the only thing that we can do is probably use another language, if need be, to explain it further in another language. But if it's very clear, why don't we leave it at that? Honorable Chair,
I propose that we leave it at that, leave it as it's without any change, because to me, it's the same thing. Thanks.
Already, Vuyoga has already read, and the people have moved that we adopt it, and it has been seconded. I'm not sure whether I should read it the second time for record purposes. The reason why I'm saying this is that we have said, it has been said by us, that we are not at the same wavelength. We differ in contemplating things. So I'm going to read it for the second time. Okay. That is the report of the portfolio.
Explanation that we got is not present.
2012 National Assembly said Section 75 dated 13th March 2013. The Portfolio Committee on Health, having considered the Mental Health Care Act Amendment B39/2012 National Assembly Section 75, classified by the joint taking mechanism as a Section 75 and referred to it, reported the bill without amendment. That is that clear, members. I'm going to sign this and it is going to go. So next week we'll be discussing this. I think, thank you very much, Department. We are hoping that the service delivery is going to move. And maybe these are political parties. This is going to be assisting them to do their work for the election next year with service delivery moving in. So thank you. Thank you very much, Department. Thank you very much, State Law Advisors, for preparing this. We take it that all the work that was supposed to be done has been done well. It's not going to be turned somewhere else. And the process now is that it's going to go, we're going to debate it next week as different political parties, and after that it's going to go to NCOP, and after that it's going back to President so that he can sign it. Members, thank you very much. Members, okay.
Don't go and convert at mental hospitals. If you're talking about voting, mad people are not allowed to vote.
No, the meeting is not yet over. The meeting is not yet over. Members,
just for the speaking, I'd like to say, especially for the defined day,
now you are really confusing me. Now, the 75 and the 76. I think this one is 75 and it's going to go to NCOP. Maybe I don't understand your question, but when it comes to some of the things, it's so confusing. We need people to assist us, to assist me. Can somebody assist me in this question that is coming from the man?
No,
it is
written
76
in retrospect. It is 76
period. The document that I've written, does this need to be changed to say 76/2012?
Yes.
It's going to be changed.
Yes, it's going to be changed.
Oh, thank you very much, Member Shindler. Thank you very much. Some of those things were not fully done. Thank you very much for bringing that. Members, thank you. Thank you very much. I think let me reiterate once again. Members, order. Members, we are here elected by the people. And our being here is to make sure that we do best for our communities, for our voters, for our taxpayers. So there's nothing that can be stupid. There's nothing that can be more brilliant than the other. So all of us are supposed to air our views. It is a democratic country. So we're supposed to say whatever that we want to say. All we need to do is just to respond to those. So people should not feel constrained in saying whatever they want to say. People are free, must be free to say whatever they want to say. The only thing that always hampers us is always time. That's the only thing that always
chair must have been in your lecture.
Yes,
chair,
yes,
second.
Yes.